The new supply is not better than you. One of the biggest issues I see my clients when they come to me struggle with is that they think that the new supply or the new person that the narcissist or the situationship is now with is better than them. The focus is solely outside of you and it's operating from low self-worth and insecurity. My work is to help you bring it back to you. To help you see that you actually are so powerful, that you are not meant to be in this relationship, and that, and only that, is what this is about. This pain may be coming up because it's an opportunity to heal an old wound, an old story that you may have created that you are not enough and somebody else is better. Your higher power does not want you to continue on living in this lie. It's not the truth. But back in the day, maybe when you were really young, even when you were 4 or 7 years old, something happened and you created a story and an identity that you are not enough, no matter what you do, no matter how great you are, and somebody will always be better. That is the common core wound that I see most of my clients come to me with. And it's not the truth. It's just at the time of that core wound being developed, you did not have the emotional maturity and capacity and consciousness to heal that wound. So it became ingrained within you. And so what's happening in each relationship, I guarantee this core wound to some degree is expressing itself and it's looking like it's the truth. You keep creating evidence that you are not chosen, that you are not enough, somebody else is better. And usually, by the time you get to the extreme example where the pain is so much and you can't understand why it's happening and why they chose somebody else or left you or cheated on you, chose a new family, whatever the extreme case is, it's only so that core wound can be completely amplified, brought to the surface so that you can finally see it for what it is. It's a lie. It's an illusion and it's been running the show for a very long time. But it's up to you to look at that core wound and to face it and to heal it and to let it go and create a new story. So I have a spin on recovering from narcissistic relationships and situationships. And I like to tell you that they are a gift in the sense that they are just the person in your story who they are poking and prodding at your core wound so that you can finally heal it. Because the whole time it's been a lie and it's been an illusion that is holding you back from experiencing true love within yourself and within your relationship with your soulmate or your end-all be-all partner. And that's where I like to help you become a match to. But you become a match to them when you can finally heal and clear this core wound. So, the gift of this relationship is that they bring up this core wound so you no longer walk around with it. So, go ahead right now and sit for a second and reflect, what is your main core wound? Because if you're bothered by the supply or the new relationship or the potential new relationship the narcissist or the situationship is going to be in, it's still making it seem like there's something wrong with you and that somebody else is always going to be better than you. That would be a core wound. And that's what the healing work would be. The healing work would be that actually, this relationship wasn't healthy for me. Actually, this person disrespected me. Actually, this person never really chose me. Actually, this person never really showed up and supported me. Actually, this person wasn't even kind to me. Actually, this person didn't even remember my birthday, didn't even get me a Christmas present. Actually, this relationship was hell on earth. When you can get to that point and see the relationship for what it is, I guarantee the person who rejected you wasn't even your actual dream relationship. They were not the man or the woman of your dreams. You may have really wanted them, and you could tell me right now, but you really wanted to be with them. But if you were honest with yourself, I guarantee you would say that they were not the most amazing person to you. You did not feel fully chosen and respected and loved and a priority. Maybe you did in the beginning, and that's what you've been holding on to this whole time. Because maybe you thought that it was your fault or you weren't good enough, and that's why the narcissist changed. And that's the biggest lie of it all. And so that's where I'm here to help you break that belief that something was wrong with you and that something is better with somebody else, because it's not true. It's actually that you are so powerful, that your higher power doesn't want you to stay for the long run in the wrong relationship. Sure, maybe you did have children with them and you did get to the point where you got married. Would you change having children with them? Probably not. Everything happened and played out the way that it needed to until it didn't need to anymore. Almost every relationship in our life is temporary. How rare is it that we have an end-all be-all lifelong relationship? Most relationships are meant to be in our life for a season. We're meant to experience lessons. We're meant to clear karma, cords, attachments, agreements for our own healing, to come back into our own self-worth. So I say if you're going through a lot of pain and you're feeling really insecure and you're feeling not chosen, you feel like somebody else is better, this is your healing ground opportunity right now to love yourself, to choose yourself, to respect yourself, to be honest with yourself about how that relationship actually was. Even if you got your dream relationship with this person, that person gave you their all, would it still be the best? There are 7 or 8 billion people on the world right now. Why does it have to be this one person? That is operating out of scarcity mentality and lack. Can you step into abundance mentality and trust and know that there is a person out there who is going to fully choose you and love you and be your best friend? And you'll be fully attracted to them. It only takes one to be the full package, even if you've been married before, even if it's been 3 years and you haven't been attracted to anyone else but the situationship. Trust me, I've been through it all, I've seen it all. It's just lack, it's scarcity, it's insecurity, it's low self-worth, and it's not true. The truth is that you are more than enough. You always were more than enough. And anybody leaving your life, it's because they're meant to, because you deserve better. It's also turning it back to your higher power, whatever you choose to call it, and claim that your higher power also knows what they're doing. That if they want to remove somebody from your life, trust it. If the relationship didn't work out, trust it. If they chose another family, trust it. Trust it, trust it, trust it. And let's focus back on getting into your love story. So this is the number one thing I say to my clients who are struggling with worrying about the new supply and the dream life this new supply is going to have, or how the narcissist is going to be to the new supply. And I say, focus more on your love story. You gave it your all with that relationship, and you gave a million chances and a lot of time. And it still was never going to be even close to your dream love story. So thank God now you have the opportunity to actually experience your dream love story, which does exist. But it's going to be up to you to get more excited about that, be more hopeful about that, put more energy into that. And it turns into a tipping point where eventually that just is your dominant vibration and what you're feeling and believing. And you care less and less about the new supply. There was a time with the situationship I had, I talk about sometimes. I would have been devastated, even though I knew logically this person wasn't right for me. But if I found out they chose somebody else, or they were being that way that I wanted them to be with me, that I waited so long for, if I think about that person now, I could care less. I have no thoughts about it. Not negative, not positive, just neutral, cool. But there was a time where I didn't feel that. And so that's what I want to invite you into, trusting that there will be a tipping point where you literally don't care about the thing that you're worrying about now. You don't care about the supply. You don't care about your partner. You don't care about any of that or what it could have been. You're more focused on your love story and creating the belief and the hope and the energy around that. The final piece, I already talked about it a little bit, but I really want to drive this point home for you. The only reason the narcissist is not in your life is because you deserve better. They didn't leave you for somebody better. They left you because you deserve better. And maybe you didn't have the courage and the confidence and the bravery to leave them or to not get into the relationship. And so they were removed, and it was removed in a painful way. My partner who moved out that I thought I was going to marry blindsided me. It would be easy to be a victim around that. But I choose to be a victor around that. Thank God this person moved out. Thank God they did it in such a coward way. Thank God. Because had they dropped down on one knee, I would have said yes, even though that relationship was hell on earth. But that's where I was. I was so active and wrapped up in that addiction. And so I'm so thankful that that breakup came with a lot of pain. Because had it ended in a more cordial way where we had a conversation and we sat down, I probably would have gotten back with this person because this person tried to get back with me multiple times. But because they did it in the way that they did, where it was so cowardly, they did it behind my back when I was gone one day, him and his buddy moved the stuff out, that it showed me I could never trust this person. I could never have kids with this person. And so I didn't fall for the temptation when he tried to come back. And so I'm sharing this with you to share that, yes, you might be going through some pain and they might have cheated on you or left you or found a new family, or it looks like they're doing things for the new supply that they didn't do for you. And I want to bring it back to you, my love. It's a gift to you that they're not in your life anymore. that you don't have to be living on hell on earth. You get to experience peace and joy and an opportunity to be with your soulmate. That's going to start with you being your own soulmate, of course, but why not get excited about being with your real soulmate? You don't have to just think about loving yourself and all of that. Get excited about your soulmate. They're out there. They exist. If you desire it, you get to have it. And there's a few key steps to really becoming that match to the soulmate. That's what I share in my free masterclass I have. It was my process to attract my own and help hundreds of other people attract theirs. Because there are a few steps. It's just like any game. Sometimes we need a cheat code. Sometimes there are certain rules of the game. Sometimes we just don't know them, or we're not playing them, or we need a reminder. We need to go back to the basics. So if attracting your soulmate is something that you really want to do, it's going to be really getting excited about your dream story and letting go of the potential story that they're having with the new supply. Remember, a narcissist is a narcissist. So even with the new supply, they're either going to be in the love bomb, the hook, or the discard phase. So you might just be seeing them or worrying about them being in the love bomb phase, but they'll eventually hook that person and then discard them. And then they usually come back to you, or they go back to somebody else. It's never what it appears to be. They also are targeting the new supply's own wounds and insecurities, which sometimes are very different than yours. So you might have a story of not being chosen. They might have a story of betrayal or deceit. And for you, it might not exactly be that, but that's their story. So the narcissist is studying them and going to be showing up in different ways to bring out that wound so that that person, shall they choose it, can eventually heal. It's a big old spiritual circle of healing and closing out your core wounds so that you're no longer stuck and confined to them. That's the role of the narcissist in your life. It's not because you're bad or wrong or not a good manifestor or anything like that. It's because you've had some wounds that you've had since you were a child that want to be gone. They want to be healed. You need to do the surgery on them so that you can be free. You can trust love again. You can be happy. You can be joyful. You can be with your soulmate. All of that is possible. All of it exists. I'm here to hold space for you in that. I want that for you if that is what you want. And so if you're interested in further work, go ahead and check out the free masterclass. Or if at the time of this recording, I have one-on-one coaching or group coaching spaces available, my zone of genius is helping you leave the narcissist or the situationship, any unhealthy relationship, and helping you get to the place where you come home to yourself and attract in your soulmate. So this is the love of my life. I'm so grateful, honored, excited that you took time to be here, to listen to me. Go ahead and trust that you were here for a reason. There's no coincidence. There's no accident. I'm holding so much space for you, and I look forward to seeing a message from you in my inbox that you've either let the narcissist go or you've attracted your soulmate. So I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will be talking to you soon.